بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. My brothers and sisters, yesterday I mentioned to you the beautiful hadith of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم about the three men who took refuge in the cave. I want to share some thoughts with you about that hadith. First, let me narrate for you the translation of the hadith. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, who is the narrator, reported that Rasulullah said, three men of a people before you were on a journey when they were overtaken by a storm, and therefore they took shelter in a cave. A rock slipped down from the cave, from the mountain, and blocked the exit of the cave. One of them said, the only way for deliverance left to us is to beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the name of some good deed we did, in the name of some virtuous deed, and ask Allah for His help. Thereupon, one of them made dua. He said, O my Rabb, my parents were very old, and I used to offer them their nightly drink of milk before my children and other members of the family. One day I went astray far away in search of green trees, and he was a shepherd, so that's what he was doing, grazing his sheep. So he says, one day I went astray far away in search of green trees and could return only after my parents had gone to sleep. When I had milked the animals and brought their nightly drink to them, they were fast asleep, but I did not like to disturb them, nor would I give that drink to my children and other members of the family until after my parents had had their drink. Thus, with the vessel in my hand, I stood there, awaited their awakening till the flush of dawn, while the children cried out of hunger at my feet. When they woke up, when the parents woke up, they had their drink. O my Rabb, if I did this thing seeking only your pleasure, then do relieve us of the distress wrought upon us by this rock. Thereupon the rock moved a little, but not enough to let them pass and come out. Then Rasulullah ﷺ said, then the second man made dua, and he said, O my Rabb, I had a cousin that I loved more passionately than any man could love a woman. I tried to seduce her, but she would refuse, till in a season of great hardship due to famine, she approached me for help. I gave her 120 dinars, gold coins, on the condition that she would have sexual intercourse with me. She agreed, and when we got together and I was just going to have intercourse with her, she pleaded and said, fear Allah and do not break the seal unlawfully. Whereupon I moved away from her despite the fact that I desired her most passionately, and I let her keep the money that I had given her. And then he said, O my Rabb, if I did this thing seeking only your pleasure, then do remove the distress in which we find ourselves. Again, the rock moved a little bit, but not enough to let them pass and come out. Now, then the third man made dua, and he said, O my Rabb, I had hired some laborers and paid them their dues, but one of them left, leaving behind what was due to him. I invested it in business, and the business prospered greatly. After a long time, the laborer came back and he said, O slave of Allah, hand over to me my wages. I said to him, and I pointed to the valley, and I said to him, all that you see is yours, the camels, the cattle, the goats, and the slaves. He said, don't play jokes with me, O slave of Allah. I assured him, I am not joking. So he took all of it, sparing nothing. O my Rabb, if I did this seeking only your pleasure, then do relieve us of our distress. The rock then moved away, and all the three came out of the cave safe and sound. And this is in Riyadu Salihin, the book of Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali. Now, the point I want to make for you, I said I'll share some thoughts with you about this hadith. Because sometimes we have, some people have asked me questions about it and so on and so forth. So I say, let me share some thoughts with you. First and foremost, take the first, the overall things in the hadith. Now, first and foremost thing to understand is that, as I mentioned yesterday, doing something only to please Allah and keeping that as a secret, to have a secret with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a sign of belief, this is a sign of iman, this is a sign of yaqeen in the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a sign of the yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu as our creator and sustainer and maintainer and protector, as the Rabbul Alameen and as our Rabbi, Rabbana. Second thing is that all the three deeds that these three people talked about are from the deeds relating to people. They are deeds relating to akhlaq and muamilat, deeds relating to manners and to dealings. So this should tell us and does tell us the importance of these things. Remember, the men did not say, Ya Allah, I memorized the Quran, so remove this rock. He didn't say that, Ya Allah, I read, I do 50 or 100 nawafil every night, so please do that. Ya Allah, I pray tahajjud, so please help me. No. They talked about, all the three of them, they talked about a special deed they did, which related to somebody else. So the first one talked about what he did relating to being dutiful to his parents. The second one talked about being pure, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even at the moment when he is about to commit the major sin of zina, and the fact that when the girl reminded him of Allah, he immediately left that sin. So this relates to his of course dealings also, but his taqwa with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the second one. Second thing, so therefore the issue of dealing in terms of dealing with others, and the issue of purity, purity of intent, purity of action, remaining pure. The third one is a deed that relates to muamilat, to the integrity of the person, to the master-servant relationship, where this person, even though he owed that man some money, he invested that money in a business, the business grew, and now when the person came back, the ex-employer, he didn't say, when the person asked him, the ex-employee asked him for his wages, he was expecting to get his wages. So the ex-employer could have given him just that money and said, okay, here is your wages. But instead, he gave him everything that was the result of the investment made with those wages. Now, therefore, it reminds us and shows us the importance of our dealings, the importance of manners, the importance of being dutiful to parents, the importance of remaining pure and following the sunnah of Rasulullah and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to our relationships with the opposite gender, and with regard also it reminds us of the importance of being honest and having integrity. Now think about this. that having said all of that, each of these is not merely talking about doing what is required. It's talking about ihsan in that, doing more than what is required. Not just what is required, doing much more than what is required. So I want you to give this some thought. I am reminding myself also to think about this and to say, what in my life, how do I deal with people in my life? Do I do what is required or do I do what is more than required? I'm of course obviously hoping that we don't do less than what is required, because that's not part of the story. To do adl, that's why Allah said, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. Allah has ordered you to do adl, to do justice, and then to do more than what is required. So to do more than what is required is what you get a medal for, right? So that's something that I want to share with you. And more inshallah tomorrow. Sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.